You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The long-awaited results from the state's first year using the Smarter Balanced Student Assessment are in. I spent some time this week looking at the numbers and talking to state officials about them and found rating how First State students fared and what their scores actually mean is somewhat open to interpretation. State officials said when they announced the move to Smarter Balance, they expected proficiency rates to plummet in the first year using the new test, and they did. Statewide proficiency in English fell just short of 52%, down from 72% last year in the final year under the old DCAS system. Math proficiency was just under 39%, 30 points below the 69% measured by DCAS a year ago. But Governor Jack Markell and Education Secretary Mark Murphy argue there's no comparison between DCAS, a bubble test, and the more rigorous Smarter Balanced, which requires written essays and math work to be shown. They choose instead to compare this year's scores to projections based on a 2014 field test of Smarter Balanced in 21 states, including Delaware. Using that yardstick, First State students exceeded expectations. In English, all 7 grades topped projected scores, and in math, 6 of 7 grades topped predicted scores. But when pressed if he was troubled by that 39% proficiency in math, which included only 23% of high school juniors making the grade, Markell responded,
"Yeah, I am. And I think particularly at a time when, we know that we need people who are more and more skilled to do the jobs of the future."
But the governor says he stands by moving to Smarter Balanced and embracing these numbers.
The alternative is to, like, not do this and to not share the information. And, you know, a dose of honesty is very much in order here. And so, you know, we certainly want to catch this as early as possible. But it's important that our kids know and our families know where they are.
And where are they at the district level? Among K-12 districts, only Caesar Rodney, Cape Henlopen, and Appaquinimink exceeded 60% in English proficiency, while 2, Laurel and Woodbridge, were below 35%. In math, only Cape Henlopen topped 50% proficiency, while 5 districts, Christina, Capital, Laurel, Seaford, and Woodbridge, failed to crack 30%. And at the school level, there were schools with proficiency rates in the single digits. That group included the 3 priority schools in the Christina School District, Baird Middle School, as well as Stubbs and Bancroft Elementary Schools. But there were also schools with strong proficiency rates. Wilmington Charter, which tested only high school juniors, was over 96% proficient in English and math, while Newark Charter, which tested grades 3 through 8, hit 93% in English and 84% in math. Murphy says DOE will look at the districts and schools that are struggling most and how that can be changed.
There will certainly be an increase in regards to what how the state allocates resources. And that's really part of the value here is let's understand which districts and which schools have the greatest struggles. And let's make sure that we as a state are able to allocate resources to those students who need it most.
But Murphy adds the districts need to do their part as well.
I would also say that at the end of the day, we know and we expect and we hope that all of our district leaders, our educators, and our school leaders, especially in our most struggling districts, are taking very hard look at this information and able to change the way that they teach, able to improve the services that they provide for their students.
Murphy adds that while this test takes longer to grade than a traditional bubble test, and there was some delay this year because it was year one, he expects to have results available earlier in the future. Though he notes districts got their results over a week ago and had them in hand as they prepped for the new school year. And despite the growing movement to allow parents to opt their kids out of the new test last spring, Murphy says the state reached the federally mandated 95% participation rate, with Christina the only K-12 district to come up short at 92%, joined by Newcastle and Polytech Votech districts. Murphy says discussion of what consequences districts that fail to reach 95% participation may face are ongoing and depend in part on what the state is told by the U.S. Department of Education. Murphy says Delaware ultimately wound up in the middle of the pack among states using Smarter Balanced, and trends seen were consistent from state to state. And now he says it's up to the state, its schools, and educators to put this new baseline to use to get its children on the right track.
If you think about it like a ladder, right? I want to know whether my sixth grader is on track for those sixth grade standards, and then seventh grade, and then eighth grade, and right on up. And so what we're doing is we're providing a snapshot, but a really solid snapshot for all of our parents, our educators, and our students themselves about whether they are on track towards college and career readiness.
Full test results will be presented to the State Board of Education later this month, and parents will get their children's individual test results in the mail in the next couple of weeks. We also talked to some district superintendents about these scores, and we're told they are looking seriously at the deficiencies the results show and how best to address them. We will learn, as we mentioned, more when the full results, including how various subgroups fared, are released at the September 17th State Board of Education meeting. The Green continues in a few moments with a look at how the University of Delaware is working to reform the ways it handles sexual assault and misconduct on campus. But first, the latest news from Delaware Public Media.